Hello and welcome to a special podcast where we're discussing matters of justice and peace and overseas mission with our special guest, Cardinal Peter Turkson of Cape Coast, Ghana, who is, of course, the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Your Eminence, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, great to have you here. Now, obviously, you're over here at the invitation of Missio, the church's organisation for overseas mission. And I've been looking at some of the projects in Ghana, actually, particularly in Cape Coast. The church has been served by Missio when you look at logistical problems as well, with the sort of huge swathes of mass centres and the fact that not all the priests are going to be able to cover all that ground, are they? So when we look at lay leaders, it's a big, important step to get that training, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I mean, this is not only Archdiocese of Cape Coast. But basically all the 22 dioceses which serve the church, you know, the faithful in Ghana, are heavily supported by, you know, Missio. The church in Ghana, incidentally, is heavily responsible for healthcare delivery, healthcare services and education. The Catholic Church in Ghana, for example, is responsible for 38% of all healthcare facilities in the country, 40% of all basic schools. And these, therefore, are run and maintained sometimes with the, you know, with the help of Missio. As the study of Missio records would show, the support is not only in the area of healthcare and education, but sometimes even to support the development of infrastructure for church gatherings, for church worship. So the support comes to train not only seminarians, but also these lay pastoral helpers, they call the catechists. And not only to train them, because we do get support also for their maintenance. Although most of them, you know, are not full-time pastoral, engaged as full-time pastoral helpers, but even serving the church as part-time helpers is still necessary to remunerate their labor and give them some support to enable them, you know, go on doing whatever they do. So by way of providing vehicles, bicycles, motorbikes for their movement, by way of providing material for their own services, and by way of providing, you know, this remuneration or assistance for their training. So in a very big way, Missio has been, if you want, almost indispensable in its support for the local churches and everything that, you know, we've been able to do as a church.
What would you say to Missio's supporters in England and Wales? How would you encourage them to realise that their support of Missio is vital?
All supporters, you know, both, you know, essential Christians and Catholics and those even who are not. I think that over and above the fact of having to realize that in helping Missio, we help him carry out the mandate that the Lord left with all his believers, go out into the world and preach the gospel. We do that not only because we're able to get out of our own homes and towns and travel to other places to do this, but we do this also by, you know, by supporting those who are able to travel and, you know, go to other places to do this. So we're able to sometimes carry on this mandate by providing support for those who are out there doing their work. And by also sometimes even, you know, the founder of this initiative did a lot of it by praying for those, you know, who are doing this work. So, I mean, no small measure of help in this regard is useless. And that's why I encourage, you know, all supporters of Missio that we've got a task. And the task is to get the gospel message, not simply because it's the four gospels or anything, but the content and the message that it contains, which is actually human flourishing, as the bishops of England and Wales had a way of, you know, putting it, you know, last year or some years back. It's about human flourishing. The gospel and its message is about the well-being of humanity. There's nothing that ensures this than the love of God revealed in Christ. And that is the one thing that we have to offer to humanity. I sit here in this studio, where you can say, you're listening to a very concrete manifestation, illustration of the fruit of such a missionary endeavor. The first Archbishop of Cape Coast, my diocese, was from Liverpool. He was a missionary from here, from your land. And the gentleman who facilitated the missionaries coming to Ghana was a British barrister, you know, William Marshall, and he was an English person. So the Catholic Church in Ghana, in a way, was established or founded by, you know, through the initiatives of people. In this particular case, you know, probably because we're here in England, we need to mention this. It was all at the instance and initiative of people from this land.
So you can trace the the history of the church that in Ghana.
To the initiative of William Marshall, who got the Propaganda Fide office in Rome, to commission the SMA missionaries to come to Ghana. And its first bishop came from Liverpool, William Porter. You know, and so in a very great way, I think that's why I say, you know, sitting over here in this studio responding to these questions, you're listening to a very concrete fruit of English, support for missionary activity and missionary venture. And that's why I think I probably need to thank everybody who's helping this happen. Certainly, I'm not the only beneficiary. There's so very many millions around the world who have benefited from your great generosity, from your prayers, and from your support. And we commend all of you to God for his support and blessing, and then wish that, you continue to support Missio to get the message of God out and to so touch and affect the lives of very many like myself.
Well, I'm not sure anyone can put it any better than that. So Cardinal Peter Turkson, President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.